From Yoga Ayurveda Living, I am Kelly Marie Mills. This is The Dosha Life, a podcast for wellness seekers, curators of happiness, and lovers of healthy living. Ayurveda is the younger sister science of yoga. Here, each series will have 6 episodes. Welcome to my happy place. This is series 2, Digesting Our Life. You are on Digesting Our Life with Pitta. If you have a Pitta digestion, well, personally, I consider you a lucky duck. But it's not always that great to have an abundance of one dosha or the other. They are ideally supposed to support each other, but dominance, like any sort, cannot help but create a bit of discomfort on the road to contentment. Pitta, if you recall, or maybe you don't, because your vata is high. With all the stuff that we've had to change in our lives, no wonder vata is high. And it's possible you're just a bit out of sorts today. Live my life, people. So pitta gives us power of transformation, vata gives us power of movement, and kapha gives us power of lubrication and cohesion. There, the need-to-know stuff is done. I won't repeat it again until next week. Transformation and digesting our life with pitta is a basket of options. Mainly goal-orientated options with some organization, super busy, efficient, penetrating intelligence, tends to be critical and a fair bit judgy, and sometimes, if not kept balanced, arrogance even leading to megalomania. Sound familiar? They like to be the star, the boss, the leader, often self-employed if they cannot be the boss. They love good food, but alternately, they can get into the habit of feeding themselves just to eat, to get it over and done with so they can get on with what they were doing. From what I understand, pitta indigestion comes from eating too fast, eating the wrong things, such as sour, fermented, oily and salty foods. All are similar to pitta attributes, so they build on pitta itself and make it accumulate. That means that we shouldn't do that. We need to keep pitta balance, and so that means reduction if pitta is going high. So if we've eaten something fermented, it means we have to try and find a rebalance in our food or what we're doing. Indigestion for pitta also comes from eating at the wrong time or blatantly ignoring all the signals once pitta gets too high. And then they can kind of get arrogant about how they digest their life, and it's hard to do a U-turn for pitta. Pitta indigestion internally means something yucky and hot. Food-wise for pitta translates as alcohol, red meat, salt, garlic, chilies, tomatoes, all these heat up the digestion, which is the home of pitta. And this heat tends to lurk inside the body, waiting for a moment to get ramped up by more heat, whether from the environment, which includes our internal environment, from our emotions and mind mostly, but also from the external environment, like hot, humid weather. These add to pitta's discomfort, and all that increasing heat rises up as heat does, and excess pitta does not intend to be ignored. You can feel it slink in, and all of a sudden there is that famous moment, Johnny is back. It is what you would expect from pitta. Vata digestion just sort of bails on you, just like Apanavayu, the boss of removing toxins, our downward breath, which I realized after recording the podcast for Vata Digesting Our Life, that I had forgotten to mention how important Apanavayu is. So I did a bit of getting cross with myself, and I wore a hair shirt for about 20 minutes, and then I did my best to get over it. I never wanted to create an encyclopedia podcast on Ayurveda, because that's not possible coming from me, for who I am. My only concern is that I may have misled you, but yet all the tips and tools you receive are well worth using for digesting our life with vata and now pitta. But of course, as always, I say in every class that I teach, if you've ever come, breathe out and breathe down into the pelvis, into the hips, and into the bones of the legs. And if you didn't realize it, this is the work of Apanavayu. But going back on subject, And kapha digestion, when out of balance, is slow, and it lands in kapha a little different, as you will learn in the next episode. So for pitta, digesting our life is a colorful, slight jog in the park, taking in everything around us, and smiling back in reciprocation of the circle of life and balance, of seeing with a critically clear mind all that needs to be done, making plans and knowing there is a timeline that needs to be adjustable for all the variables of life. However, out of balance, jogging in the park with pitta would be no fun at all, really. It could be more military style. Certain things, certain ways, strict timing, talking aloud on the footpath, smiling only at crosswalks. You know what I'm saying. The one word I would use for a complete pitta digesting their life is intense. They're intense in balance, but also out of balance. You can just think of a balanced pitta like a candle, perfect for bringing clarity to the subject, but you wouldn't want to stick your finger in it too long and hold it there. Pitta imbalance is more like 100 candles, and there is a lot of flickering light jumping around, so it is hard to keep singular focus on one subject because the light is too intense, too distracting, too burny. The pitta pace can be more like that movie, Fast and Furious, although I've never seen it, but I've heard about it, but it's just the words, really. It sounds like it's a very busy going, doing, getting stuff done, and out of balance, there's more intensity for pitta. Not so much faster, but more of the same, more heat, more push, more striving, more fighting, more confrontation, demanding our own desires, shouting anger, frustration. I'm getting tired just thinking of all of this going on. Of course, in reality, even a 15-minute clip of a film like that, and I'd probably be wrecked for the day. But imagine living that way just in a 24-hour period, having so much intensity. It can be really hard work for the pitta digesting their life, but also the people around them, which is often the effect of our doshas. So the remedy for pitta really is to cool down their intense heat, cool down the drive, their burning sensation, cool down their passion, whatever it is that gives them that drive. For pittas, we need to take the aholic out of work. Passionholics, they just drive themselves into something full on. And what we need to do is become their friend more than their boss, more than telling them what to do, is to walk alongside them in life. Indigestion from the dictionary means unable to digest. And for pitta, this is central to its main activity, transformation. Pitta holds sway over our digestive power. Just so that you understand, pitta is not our complete digestive power, but it sets the tone for how our digestion works. That's what Ayurveda calls agni, and we're going to cover agni in the fourth episode of this series. Like everything else, it's all intertwined with the doshas, and it goes back to digesting our life. Agni is the touchstone for Ayurvedic medicine. So here are some tools. Digestion does not go amiss all on its own. You helped it, whether you recognize it or not. So you are the accomplice. But it's good news. It means that you can undo the doing, or at least help to alleviate the system, the symptoms, knowing what you have done. So that really helps. If you know that you ate a load of garlic, then you're going to get some aloe vera gel and remedy it through that. So for pitta type digestive problems initially, and in this space far away from you, I want to cautiously say pitta type stomach problems indicate that you have a lot of pitta already in your body. And this means that you perhaps are pitta dominant. Often our initial imbalance shows the dominant dosha, but that you would need to have a consultation for. And so just so you know, I do Zoom consultations while we are in lockdown, and the Zoom consultations are still very good. It's just I prefer one-to-one so that I can give you a pulse reading, which helps affirm to me that I'm either on the right road, but what it does is it really affirms if I'm on the wrong road. Pitta types, then, we just have to find ways to get them to cool down. And food combining can actually increase heating. So like a pizza is a really simple way of food combining. And a lot of the stuff that goes on pizza doesn't really work for pittas, so they'd have to readjust what they put on their pizza. Pittas, you would need to plan ahead, and this will prevent the imbalance having more reason to get irritated. You know, do your best to know the times that you need to eat and understand what food is best for you, especially when you have acute or chronic problems already. The Dosha Life Instagram highlights have some really good base start points to investigate feeding dosha types of digestion. And I always think that for pitta types, have the food that's dosha friendly ready for most especially lunch, when pitta types tend to get really ravenous. It's almost unbearable if they're coming out of balance. Have it so that it doesn't take long to prepare, so you can come in and still eat properly. Otherwise, pitta types just eat anything that's sitting in front of them. You know, it could be anything. It could be an old biscuit that's all soggy. They'll still just want to eat it to get in so that their blood sugars can relax again. And the next thing is to sit down and eat. Pause before you eat. Take 3 breaths before you eat so you can focus on enjoyment. So that's why the planning is so important. Because pittas, their lifestyle is intense, they need to find ways to build their lifestyle so that there's more spaces of enjoyment. And if a pitta type is coming from something that's very intense, like working really hard, going home for lunch, and not taking a few moments of pleasure, of finding gratitude, of enjoying their luncheon, then it's just more drive to get more done, to go back into work. So it builds a complete intense day, which eventually creates a lot of pitta problems. As we sit down to eat and pause, then gratitude, of course, helps for all of us to digest everything better. Working towards finding a time in the day, I often think it's the morning, where if you have a grievance with someone, that you could let it go, that you could find a way to negotiate a space between the grievance and you. And if it's possible, to maybe send them a gift of neutrality, and it will set you into leaving that grievance behind and allowing you to go into further self-inquiry, because self-inquiry is important for all the doshas. Pitta, you have wonderful intelligence, and you have this way of looking inward, which is warm and kind. But when we go into overdrive, that's often the first thing to leave. And so it's not to forget the key word for pittas digesting their life is compassion. Pitta is the food lover of all, and they have the amazing colorful green eyes that love food, watch food lover shows, sit and drool, and get so hungry that they're like Joey at the buffet table. All those scrambled eggs just makes me laugh every time. Time and stomach. Pitta is most alive and awake around 12 noon to 1 p.m. This is the time that we should be eating our main meal. It really stands to reason Pitta is ready to help our digestion by setting the perfect stage management. Pitta sits waiting for the spotlight on their dinner table so they can eat exactly what they require, no more, no less. So when Pitta is out of balance, they do tend to have eyes that are bigger than their stomach. And it's just that sense of intensity for Pitta, you know, that they drive themselves. And so it's like that drive of, I'm really enjoying this. I really want this. This is a part of the desire. And our stomach can only take so much food before it gets exhausted. So can we change the size of our plate? Just to see what it's like for 1 week to eat on a smaller plate for every meal. To reorganize our eyes, which are actually pitta-owned, to see clearly, to feel into the body clearly, and know what we need to eat is different to how much we want to eat. Digesting our life with pitta is very much about finding our own unique intelligence, finding our gifts that perhaps we hide. The sense of self-worth has a lot to do with the ability to digest our life too. The third chakra is in the solar plexus, the home site for the Pitta dosha, the seat of our individual personal power, accepting and finding our place in this world. And if we're finding it difficult to come into our own personal power or being able to honor our place in this life, then pitta digestion could very well be suffering and we may not even know the reason why. And in an instance of individual development, it could come up as high pitta or pitta even low or pitta reduced. This may make us feel like we are a wallflower rather than standing in. So the pittas are the ones that really stand forward. Anyhow, that's just a side along about the chakras, and I hope to cover that most interesting subject at some stage. Digesting life with pitta is exciting because they push through. Like their digestion, pitta burns and spreads, consumes things that are in its way, whether through voice, thought, action, or digestion. And if there's a problem, a pitta person will be the one to stand up and work out the solution. They'll continue on it to find the lab result or a new recipe or complete their novel or write that song. They do what they do until there is no more to do, and then the job is done. That's when pittas are ready to stop and relax. Breathing better and using breathing as a tool for stress reduction for pitta helps with their overdrive. Their intelligence and combined healthy drive help them to make the necessary changes to increase their wellness. So they're really lucky, you see, they have that intelligence that reminds them when to stop, when they're balanced, you see, but when they're out of balance, they have the drive to really overdo and come very much out of balance. Stopping to breathe or stopping and pausing for gratitude, not so much reflection, because the critical mind wakes up and has a tendency to go into judginess. So gratitude is fruitful at all stages of our development in life for all the doshas. And this makes pittas stop what they're doing and release from the grip of focus, letting tension go, even just for a moment. When pitta is in drive mode and is coming out of balance, it's hard to implement anything to help them. They cannot see how it could help, as they are so sure that they are doing fine in overdrive, because they feel good, they feel empowered, and they don't understand and can't understand, especially if they are in the grip of seeking a result. Standing up and doing forward folds will help to cool down pitta wherever you are as soon as you can. And, you know, doing that a few times a day, that folding actually helps to release the heat in the central body. And one of the things most notable about a relationship with a pitta type person is that you can't tell them what to do, because often they might spit fire back if they're really busy, and they certainly don't want to hear that they should slow down. So we need to tempt them with tasters and walk alongside them and hug them and care for them as best we can to help them slow down. So if you do know yoga and you use ujjayi breath or the snoring breath, as it's called, then someone with pitta problems, it's always better to make sure that your ujjayi breath is quiet, silent, small, or I consider it like the sound of a small child breathing in a daytime nap. So it's not to be anything big that everyone else in the room can hear. Pittas do need to hydrate more than vata or kapha, because that heat in them requires further hydration, and they have this unctuous oiliness within them as well that needs to constantly be refurbished. And as they hydrate, it's better for them to not have fluids from the refrigerator or ice in them, unless you are actually out in the desert, that you are just hydrating from water from the tap or room temperature. But what helps pitta most of all is really focusing and recognizing the internal signals should be listened to as often as possible. But that's for every dosha. It's just a blanket guideline that when we start listening to our internal suggestions, then we suddenly recognize that we count, that this person inside us needs to be looked after as much as our job, as much as the people we love. We must turn to ourselves first and really listen to those innate instructions coming, you know, I need a drink now. No, I don't need a drink. And when we start to listen, we realize that it's such an easier way to live. And once you start, you're reminded daily how much and how often you need to drink and eat, whatever it is. And even exercise, you'll feel there's times where you just need to get out and really do that when the body is calling for it. One of the biggest no-nos is suppressing our natural urges. And that's the no-no across the board. It actually creates such difficulty for all the doshas, and not only the doshas of the physical body, but also the subtle body. You know, that the mind and the emotions, the discernment, they all go out the door when we start suppressing our natural urges. So for now, thank you for joining me. I know it's a lot to digest, isn't it? But that's okay too. You can always revisit the podcasts. And I know so many of you have contacted me to say that, which is just, it's so wonderful to know that I might be spreading this amazing gift of medicine and bringing it home to people, which was really a deep driving desire of mine for this podcast. We can take everything morsel by morsel and bite by bite. And unless you have high pitta, there's no rush really, is there? So bye for now, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.
If you like what you hear, click subscribe or follow or download. If you want more information, join the Dosha Life with Kelly Facebook group or meet us on Instagram at The Dosha Life. I look forward to talking to you in the next episode, and may we all go gently.